Are you feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, like you're just an Uber driver to your kids' endless appointments? Do you wonder, is this all there is? Stop driving around and try something different. Book in with Body and Mind Online for expert speech therapy, occupational therapy, psychologist and counsellors via telehealth. I founded Body and Mind Online 5 years ago, and it has since been one of the most inclusive therapy centres in the country. This podcast is my passion project. But I've realized that by not openly recommending Body and Mind Online, I'm leaving many of you to navigate the daunting task of finding the right providers on your own. Stop the struggle and get the support that you and your family deserve. Visit adhdmums.com.au and visit the therapy page to take the first step forward towards a balanced life with Body and Mind Online. Welcome to the ADHD Mums Podcast, a safe place for everyday Australian mums to discuss their struggles with ADHD, motherhood and life.
One of the most talked about topics we hear about all the time online, and women will say things like, I've got PMS, I don't know what to do, my ADHD medication isn't working. Or they'll say, my ADHD medication isn't working. Please, can someone help me? I don't understand what's going on. And then usually someone will comment underneath, hey, do you have PMS at all? This happens to me. And when you start to be aware and you start to track your cycle, you start to realize, oh, this might be related. And I had two feelings when I realized. The first feeling was, oh, okay, great. I understand what this is. This is excellent. But then the next part of what will I do about it? We know that PMS and ADHD has a volatile relationship, to say the least. Due to hormonal fluctuations during your period, you may notice that your productivity and focus really changes throughout the month. You may notice that sometimes you've got capability, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you can cope, sometimes you don't. What is it? You may find that PMS is really at play here, and that estrogen climbing and decreasing is really playing havoc on mood and functioning. We know that PMS really starts to exacerbate the ADHD symptoms such as irritability, forgetfulness, and impulsivity right before your period. So a lot of women find that tracking their period is a really important thing to do. So let's understand what the cycle is and the phases. So the first day of your period is day one, and it on average it lasts 28 days. And we can split the cycle into two phases, the follicular phase and the luteal phase. The fluctuating estrogen and progesterone levels throughout the phases explain the ever-changing mood, energy, and productivity levels. If you think about it, high estrogen is better mood and greater executive functioning. You're at your best. After your period's ended, before ovulation, that's where you're at your best. When the estrogen is low, the mood and executive function worsen, and that's in the lead up to your period. What to do with your period? Estrogen levels remain low during your period, and that can last anywhere from 2 to 8 days, but the average is around 6 days, and you can expect cramping, headaches, bloating. We all know the symptoms. And what you are supposed to do is slow down and decrease your to-do list during your period. You are supposed to limit what you're doing, limit the extracurriculars, and slow down to rest during that period and go into kind of like only what I can manage mode, and then planning your busier periods at the other time of the phase. So you want to be resting, getting a good sleep, really take the time out and don't plan too much during this phase. Once that period is finished, then you are in the follicular phase. Estrogen levels start to rise a week after you start your period, and it starts to climb for about 7 days, shooting up and peaking just before ovulation. Suddenly, after your period, you may find that everything feels easier, lighter. And some people say that the ovulation, they feel like a superhero. Other people find ovulation, they feel a bit depressed. But regardless, after your period, you generally are at your best before ovulation. And that's a good time to work on big project, cross off big to-do lists, plan more tasks, but plan them in that phase. Don't plan them when you're about to be on PMS, which is what I always seem to do. You want to be scheduling your appointments, social events, either when you have your period, right after your period, before ovulation. So day 2 to day 10, 12 are the best times to be doing those things. you might find that you can train harder and you achieve some PBs at the gym or doing cardio. If you were to forward plan in the perfect world, you would also do a lot more of the difficult tasks that you don't want to do, things that you avoid when you know that your executive function is going to be your best. Maybe you do meal prep for the rest of the week, for the month. Maybe you do lots of laundry. Maybe you do all of your crappy tasks that you don't like to do and you get that done and you plan for the last half of your cycle as being a bit more of a rougher ride. And that's called the luteal phase. And that lasts also about 2 weeks. It starts after ovulation and then it ends the day before your period. And that's when the estrogen levels, which is that happier, more executive function hormone, plummets. And it just reduces and reduces, and progesterone level rises. And those two hormones can really explain some of these posts on Facebook that I see around, my medication isn't working, I'm feeling crazy, I want to leave my husband and run overseas, I need to quit my job, I'm feeling suicidal, for example. That can be a PMDD, which is a bit more of a serious PMS. But a lot of the symptoms, mood swings, anxiety, irritability, sadness, insomnia, headaches, all of that can really take place hard during that time. And that's not a great time to be doing massive tasks, lots of social engagements and things that are really important that you need to get right. ADHD symptoms, I always find really intrusive the week leading up to my period when my PMS is there. It doesn't seem to matter what I do with my medication. I am all over the place and I'm anxious, depressed and overwhelmed. That's just me. Some people talk about RSD as being worse, rejection sensitive dysuria, and people have only got to look at them once. They're very sensitive. They start crying. They're overwhelmed. They blow things out of proportion and they know that that's to do with their PMS, but they can't help it. People with inattentive ADHD say they can basically get nothing done. Their symptoms or their traits are very much impacted. And so I probably wouldn't be doing really heavy admin that's super boring during that period. Like a tax return wouldn't be a great time to really kick that off just before your period. So what are some tips to consider doing before your period? Consider rescheduling big events or holding off on making important decisions if you have managed to have an error in your scheduling. Always try and not schedule big important meetings during this week. Making decisions at that point is not always the best thing, so just be aware of that. You might want to talk to partners, family about how you're feeling and let them know that this is the week that you're going to be in, and maybe ask them in advance, what can they do to help you? What can you say to them? And that maybe when you're in that phase and you're particularly irritable, it won't be the right time to say this, this, and this. But maybe it would be the right thing to say this, this, and this. So feel free to let people around you know what you actually need. And I would avoid triggering situations. So I'll be avoiding going to marriage counseling, for example, or I wouldn't open up a conversation about a really important but like raw topic with a family member at that time. I wouldn't be committing to anything extra. And if you need to adjust your medication, I would talk to a practitioner about that. And I would talk to a doctor or a psychologist if you felt that your symptoms were getting more into that PMDD, which is that really severe PMS. Some people get quite suicidal in that. That's important to speak up as to how you're feeling if you are experiencing those symptoms. And it's easy to say practice self-care and be kind to yourself, but maybe schedule it in. Know that you're going to need a night off the bedtime routine. Know that you're going to need a bit of extra love or chocolate that week. And give yourself a bit of a break and acknowledge, and don't continue to hold yourself to the high standard. Remember as well, it's different for everybody. Some people can feel really good in the ovulation and other people feel horrible. And everyone's experience is valid, but it is good if you're tracking it, because if you were to go to, for example, an integrative doctor, a naturopath, a GP, and say, hey, this is how I'm feeling, this is what's going on, they might ask, when do you notice it the most? And if you've tracked it, you may notice that maybe it's alcohol that triggers it, makes it worse. Maybe it's too many late nights. Maybe it's the fact that you don't go to the gym because you're so exhausted that week. Knowledge is power. And if you can figure out what works for you and what doesn't, you may find that there's things in your lifestyle that you are not putting together. It's like making a diary for child behavior. I think it's really interesting when a child can do things one day and not the other. I always track it because I'm always trying to figure out, is it sleep? Was it food? What was it? And if there are little things in your lifestyle that you can change, that's a great and easy place to start. Yes, there are treatment options for PMS and ADHD. That's available in one of my other episodes. But if you're wondering why you have fluctuating motivation, why you have fluctuating abilities, why your medication works sometimes and maybe others it doesn't, it is real, it is valid. And I think if we can track and really be aware and dig into our community, reach out to others and let them know that you're struggling, then that's really powerful as well. And I wish I had a treatment option, a magic pill, one thing that you could try that would ease off the symptoms, but I don't. But I am hoping that this validates some of your experience and creates more awareness and that you can at least communicate with others around you and not feel alone. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that this episode validated you and helped you with your PMS and ADHD journey.
The key message here is you are not alone. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, follow us on Instagram or head over and join our amazing ADHD Mums Podcast Facebook community. Everything you do matters and helps to spread the word about what neurodiversity in females looks like.